little bit about Wikimedia's new project called Wikidata, which I'm working on. I'm doing community communications for it at Wikimedia Germany. But let's start with who of you has actually edited Wikipedia before? Okay, that's not too bad. Who of you found it easy? I thought so. And we're trying to create a world where every human being can freely share the sum of all human knowledge. None of you found it easy to edit Wikipedia. So we are not reaching this goal yet. Which is why we're running a few initiatives that are supposed to help with that. Wikimedia has a number of projects. These are the current ones that are all supposed to help distribute free knowledge. The most famous one of those, Wikipedia, with a huge number of edits in a huge number of articles and in nearly 300 languages. The second most famous one, Wikimedia Commons, which, for those who do not know it, is a central place where we store free multimedia files that are used in Wikipedia, but also outside of it. So if you need free images, this is a place to go. But there's issues. The first one, all of this is pretty low-tech. So if you look at this map, at this table, this is updated by hand whenever something there changes. So someone needs to go and edit this table by hand. That is not good. All of this data could be in a database and just simply be queried. But someone has to do it by hand for everyone. The next problem, editor retention and recruiting. This is what you see when you edit the article on Taipei in the English language Wikipedia. No one really likes this, I believe. And if anyone is going to tell me that this is really easy, I will have a beer with one. And the last one, coverage and reach. So this is a map of all the geotagged articles on the English Wikipedia. Meaning, if there's, for example, an article on Taipei, there's a dot in that area where Taipei is. So you can see a pretty good picture of the whole world. Now, if you look at the French Wikipedia, you already see less. And you go to Italian, well, a little bit less. And then you go to Greek, Turkish, Chinese. This is pretty depressing, because it means that we are not reaching our goal of providing access to all human knowledge to everyone. Which is where Wikidata is one of the projects that is supposed to help with this. As I already said, we have Wikimedia Commons, which distributes images to all the Wikipedias, but also other projects and other websites. It's a central place, basically, to store these images and videos and songs. Now, Commons gets a little sister called Wikidata that does basically the same, but for but for data. It's a repository of the world's knowledge that can be read and edited by anyone. It's multilingual, and of course it's free software. But it's better if I actually show you this. So this is the current state of Wikidata, the item about Taipei. So what you see there is that this is about Taipei, the capital of Taiwan, that it has other names, and I told Wikidata that I also speak German, Spanish, and Latin, so it also shows me what it knows about it in German, Spanish, and Latin. And then there are a few statements about Taipei, for example, that it's in the Republic of China, that it has a lot of twin cities. You guys have a lot of twin cities. Really? A lot. Did you know that you have this many twin cities? I thought so. Right, and then that is a city. That it has different districts. And a time zone. The head of government. Image of flag. Where it is on the map. Postal code, dialing code, lots of stuff. Oh, and also the coordinates. Right. And then there is a list of all the Wikipedias that have an article about Taipei, which is 101 of 268 currently. So there's still stuff to write on Wikipedia. It's not done. And then there's links to WikiVoyage, which is Wikimedia's travel guide. Also, more articles to write. I think we by now have 16 WikiVoyage sites. Right. And then we can look at Taipei 101. For example, which is a skyscraper. Again, what it knows about it in the other languages I told it about. Where it is, who owns it, the architect, where it is important. right. And then the Wikipedia articles about it. And no WikiWatch articles about it. There should be one. And I want to show you a few of the things that are special about it. So right now, this was all, we're just putting stuff in there, and yeah, and I can put that in any database, basically. But Wikidata is special because of a few reasons. So this is a page about Russia, and here, for example, you can see that since 12th of June 1999, it's a sovereign state. So you can actually tell it since when something happened, or in this case you could, in this case it doesn't make sense, but you could also, when you, for example, enter a number of inhabitants on the city, then you could enter things like how you got to the number, was it an estimation, or did someone actually really count, and so on. So you can qualify the information that you have and make it more precise. And then you're able to add sources for all these statements to make sure that you actually know where this is coming from. So in this case, the foundational text for Russia being a sovereign state is this, and I'm not going to try to pronounce this. So, and the other thing that's important, this has all been in English so far, right? But not everyone speaks English, of course. So we can also yeah. which place? And now you have part of this translated into Chinese. Here you can see that has not yet been translated by anyone. So again, there's a lot to do if you want to take part. But in theory, a lot of this can be used in many, many languages. Alright, so how's Wikidata helping with all the problems, or some of the problems that Wikimedia has? It allows a lot of micro-contributions, so you can just translate a small thing or enter a source for a statement. These are all really easy and things that you can do in a few minutes. This hopefully helps to get more people to do a lot of small things instead of having to write, for example, a whole article on Wikipedia, which is really, really hard for some people. As I showed you, support for a lot of languages, and especially for the small languages, this is going to be really, really useful. it allows easy data entry and editing. So what I showed you, you can just edit there, have a nice form instead of having to do this all in Wikitext and so on. And since this is all structured data, it's very easy to edit it, for example with the bot, and automate a lot of tasks that are currently still done by hand, that do not need to be done by hand. And this is what this map looks like after 40 days of use on Wikidata. So this is currently all the geo-coordinates that are in Wikidata, which is already more than we've seen on the image for the English language Wikipedia. So Wikidata is already providing access to a lot more diverse information also. And here you can see how over the last 40 days people have entered information into Wikidata. So this is growing pretty fast, and people are doing this pretty quickly. Yeah. But as I said, this is not just for Wikipedia or all the other Wikimedia projects. It's also for projects outside Wikimedia that want to make use of such a huge amount of freely available data. So, what you get if you use Wikidata is, of course, access to a large database of multilingual data that has references, that is under an open license and that you can use for free. You can access it via an API, and it is edited and maintained by a large community, so it's not just a huge pile of data that no one will ever look at again. It's actually just like Wikipedia, a living source of knowledge. And since it's free software, you can actually run your own Wikidata instance if you want to do something like that. If you, for example, want to do something specialized. And now I want to show a few things. that people have already built on top of Wikidata. So for example, this is a tree of life based on the data in Wikidata, so you can click through all the species that we have in Wikidata. This is someone built a simple query interface, so you can, for example, ask Wikidata for all the geographical features that are not in administrative units, so for example, cities that are not in a country, and it will show you which of those that are, so that you can easily fix that. This is a this shows relationships between people, in this case for Johann Sebastian Bach. So you can see who his mother, father, grandfather, and so on was, and you can do this for any person in Wikidata. This is pretty new, and basically just a fancy visualization of the pictures that Wikidata knows about a certain topic, plus all the names it has. Which is quite nice to look at, right? And this is a really simple hack. Then, as you saw, all these pages on Wikidata are not very visual. So, and this is basically because Wikidata needs to be able to represent a large pool of different things. So some people have built more specialized stuff. So for example, this is a tool that shows you pretty pages for people and animals. So in this case, it shows the picture and layouts it in a very nice way. And then you can see all the articles and all the videos about this person, all the books he authored, and some related media to this person. And last but not least, I hope this works now. So this is basically a page where you can ask questions in natural language, and it will try to find the answer in Wikidata. And it sometimes does not like me, but let's see. What is Taipei? Where is Taipei? See, this is the point where it doesn't like me. Where is Taipei? Who was Albert Einstein married to? thinking too long. All right. Don't tell me where he's buried. Fine. All right, let's move on here. Because we're running out of time. So, as you can see, quite a lot of stuff has already been built, and all of this is basically a few days of hacking that some people did. So, none of this was really hard to do. So I hope I could show you a few cool things, and that you will join us in making this a reality. If you would like to do that, you can find, of course, the website on wikidata.org. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Identica, Google+. There's an IRC channel where you can talk to some of the users and the developers at #wikimedia-wikidata. There's a mailing list, and of course you can also email me. Thank you very much. Any questions?
Could you tell us how to convert original Wiki page data into Wikimedia? Wikidata, like it was originally all text-based.
Right.
And so how do you convert it into database-like data?
You do not, basically. Or rather, some people do by writing a bot that takes, for example, If you are on a Wikipedia page for Taipei, there's a city info box, it's called, which has all the most important information. And there are some people who wrote bots to take this data that's in the info boxes and put it into Wikidata. So that is done and possible. But of course, since it's not really structured data on Wikipedia, this only can be done to a certain extent, because people write all kinds of crazy stuff into info boxes because they can. So if you want to see it in detail, I think we do not have enough time, but I can show you after what's outside.
This reminds me of a service provided by Wolfram Alpha. I'm wondering, because I saw that the reference in Wolfram Alpha is like the UN source and everything, and what's the difference between Wikidata and the service provided by Wolfram Alpha?
So, I have to confess I do not know Wolfram Alpha in detail, so I can only tell you a part of it. First of all, Wikidata is free data that you can also use, for example, on Wikipedia. Then I have no idea how much Wolfram Alpha does in terms of providing data in different languages. I think those are the main two things. And of course, editing. Can you edit Wolfram Alpha?
If you
program it like that, sure, that's probably one line of code more than what this guy already coded. So he's asking for the location of a specific thing, and he can just ask for a picture as well. It's all available. So right now I cannot do this, but it's very likely extremely easy.
So because our text was out, so if you have any question, I think you can ask Lydia later. Yeah, so let's...
I will be outside and I will have t-shirts. I do not want to take them home, so please come and get t-shirts.
So let's thank Lydia again for her wonderful speech.
Thank you.